Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. And here is your host, Ryan Mack.
Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. Now, the digitalization of payments to many is quite the welcome change. And many people view that with the rise of digitalization, we are seeing the demise of checks. And as we've discussed before, checks are still heavily used in business, but due to the pandemic, those organizations are starting to realize the inefficiencies of check writing and are looking for better, more efficient means of distributing payments. Now, this will be the focus of today's episode. So I'm going to be joined by Max Grande, who is the VP of Product Management at Kick Global, and Cliff Thompson, the Senior Vice President of Strategic Partnership at Avidia Bank, and Raymond Pucci, the Director of Merchant Services Advisory Practice at Mercator Advisory Group. So there's certainly a lot of insight to unpack on today's episode, so without any further delays, let's start the show. So Max, Ray, Cliff, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on today's episode. We're really going to be taking a look at this new partnership between Kick Global and Avidia Bank here, and particularly around kind of this new offering of push to card. But before we get into that, Max, I want to start with you here. Perhaps maybe you could kind of give us a little bit of an introduction to Kick Global, what your organization does, and really where you fit within the payments ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely, Ryan. So simply put, Kick Global is a cloud-based payments platform. And we essentially allow companies to pay people however they want to be paid. So we'll work with banks, networks, businesses of all different kinds to help them access an array of the world's most popular payment types, be it traditional options like checkwire and ACH, or more of some of the alternative options like push to card, push to account, Venmo, PayPal, et cetera. So imagine getting a real-time disbursement from an insurance claim, and instead of getting that check in the mail, you're getting a wallet notification saying you just got paid, or you're getting funds in your bank account immediately. We're that company that unlocks that payment experience. And a perfect example of where we fit in the ecosystem. So look at what we're doing with Avidia Bank. We're essentially partnering with them for businesses that bank with them to leverage payments as a point of differentiation and provide that next generation experience to their consumer base.
Yeah, I really love when we get into this side of things here, because to me, it really speaks to a lot of the industry trends that are going on. And also, in my point of view, from like a consumer standpoint, I look at when we kind of take a look at push to card as kind of a proactive approach to what consumers are looking for in the industry here today. You know, obviously, as we kind of talk about the payments ecosystem itself, and we kind of talk about somewhat of the demise of checks, or organizations trying to go checkless, I think, is a little bit better way to put it here. I think consumers, obviously, they kind of feel the same way too. It's that, hey, I'd rather get that instant, you know, notification of, hey, that this payment was sent to, you know, a credit card, debit card, prepaid card, those type of the things. And you know, so I like that aspect of this, particularly from the consumer side of things here. But Ray, I'm curious to get maybe your thoughts from Mercator Advisor Group, kind of your perspective of all this.
Sure, that's right, Ryan. Good to be with you and Max as well. And you're right, Ryan and Max. Really, the days of snail mail are over, and consumers now are used to convenience and immediacy. And the businesses that they patronize, you know, are looking to satisfy consumer preferences right now. So the ability to move cash on a much faster time frame really is a win-win for consumers and the businesses, because it really it's a great expansion of the customer experience. And as we know, customers that are happy stay with businesses that they frequent. So it's a major improvement, and I think you know, consumers are welcoming it with open arms.
Yeah, now, so if we could, I'd like to get to then kind of the heart of today's conversation that we really want to break down here today. So Max, you know, I want to go into this new service and this partnership that you have with Avidia Bank and the particular offering called the Push to Card. Now, according to the announcement, the new payment flavor allows push payments to major network branded debit cards, credit cards, and prepaid cards in the United States without the need for account or routing numbers. So maybe kind of at like a high level, let's unpack that a bit, because I think we kind of touched upon it a little bit of at a certain level here. But Max, what exactly is a push payment for those who are listening to this episode that might not be aware?
Yeah, for sure, Ryan. So you nailed it on the consumer side. And for anybody who's ever used a digital wallet and they've wanted to see a deposit instantly rather than wait 1 to 2 days from that consumer experience, you've used push to card, right? So now picture that same experience from getting funds out of that wallet applied to any business vertical. I mean, it's really game-changing stuff. So conceptually, it's really straightforward. The consumer, they essentially provide their card details, their PAN and expiration date, and funds are moved across the major card brands into the linked bank account rather than the traditional 1 to 2 days for ACH. And we're really starting to see some serious traction, both from growing and established verticals because of this convenience that it provides. So if you want to take a step back and think of how a company can use that payment to delight consumers, it's a perfect fit in insurance claims, appeasements, payouts, merchant settlement, government disbursements, what have you, because all they're providing is their debit card number, for example, right? And then they get funds literally within minutes. You look at the growing number of use cases, it really doesn't stop. I mean, it continues to amaze me, and it's all unlocked on really a simple network, the ability to leverage a network.
And that fits very nicely, Max, as we've been talking about consumers. It just, this process, just takes so much of the friction out of customers, consumers, you know, giving out and giving their information more than they really would like to in order to get a refund or cash, certainly to their cards. So when you can streamline a system like this, and consumers, especially as we're seeing person to person or peer to peer payments, where simply a cell phone number or an email address is sufficient, you know, to move money, consumers will be very comfortable operating in this type of an environment.
That's exactly what we're seeing as well, Ray, is, you know, the more that peer-to-peer transactions are kind of sweeping the market and individuals are getting consistent and used to that experience, businesses are starting to get asked the question, why can't you move funds just as fast? Right. And that's really where our partnership with Avidia and what we're doing in the market comes into play.
Yeah. And Max, I'm really glad that you brought up that aspect of it, because I do want to shift into that side of this, this equation here. And Cliff, I want to get you involved in this part of the conversation here. So to me, this partnership really speaks to kind of the larger trends that we're seeing in the payments industry today. And I really kind of want to focus on that onboarding process, or the streamlining the onboarding process of it, because, you know, as we talked about, you know, I certainly think a lot of businesses in general are looking to shift away from checks. And you've kind of especially seen that as a result of the pandemic, you've seen a lot more businesses going the digital route as it regards to their payments. So now that you really have this partnership in place, could you unpack for our audience from kind of a boots on the ground perspective of the advantages that you can bring to your clients?
Yeah, certainly, Ryan. You know, and again, without question, the trend in payments is stacking the payment capabilities within a platform, you know, coupled with efficient onboarding. This ultimately leads to a potent offering for financial institutions, technology partners, fintechs, if you will, and program managers alike. So today, instant and or real-time money movement is most sought after and certainly takes center stage in the platform payment stack. The Kick Global Avidia partnership allows clients ease of entry into near real-time payment via push-to-card. So Kick Global has designed and simplified the front-end client engagement and onboarding process through API connectivity. Now, couple that with robust underwriting tool to disposition and board clients in a timely fashion. So, you know, actually, thanks to the Avidia Bank and Kick Global partnership, you know, firms can be making near instant payments with push to card in a matter of days. You know, a short application process starts with the completion of a service agreement with Kick Global and an automatic creation of a new funding reserve account at Avidia Bank. So when a firm issues a push to card payment, the payment is pulled immediately from the reserve account and routed to the account of the payee's choosing. A daily ACH transfer of funds from that primary business account to the reserve account tops up the total, and thus ensuring funds availability for the next day.
Yeah, and Cliff, if I could just kind of expand on that a little bit from a contextual standpoint, you know, we're really sitting as that technology layer that allows NVIDIA and NVIDIA's clients to access networks like Visa. And just what we've done with NVIDIA on the back end and in the sponsorship, not only does it really simplify, you know, the onboarding and setup that Cliff mentioned, but it really accelerates the time to market, right? So literally you mentioned a matter of days, and that's true. I mean, we get clients up and running through our simplified API stack, and they're able to leverage their existing banking relationship, in this case with NVIDIA, right? Essentially no change on their side.
And one more thing, gentlemen, and those are certainly good points, but I mean, I know certainly as a consumer, I differentiate among companies that I do business with, and even, and of course, financial institutions that are able to streamline, you know, this disbursement process of what ends up to be my money, basically. So that is going to be, that certainly is a highly competitive advantage to be able to offer this service and really have this, you know, faster cash transfer.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I really kind of want to touch upon here, Cliff, and if I could kind of start with you on this, because I think it's this conversation that we're having, I think, is really kind of a bigger part of the NVIDIA Bank story here, so to speak. So, Cliff, I'd love to get your perspective here of, you know, do you believe that the success or failure of financial institutions moving forward will really have a strong correlation on viewing themselves as not really only as a financial institution, but also as a technology provider company as well?
Yeah, sure, Ryan. You know, I can speak for NVIDIA Bank, which contemplated the very question almost 10 years ago now. The bank was at a strategic crossroad, if you will, and was looking to expand its offering to a broader market. Financial institutions as a whole are fraternal and traditional in thinking and strategy. Technology and the use of technology, specifically in the engagement within the payment space, became a differentiating factor identified by NVIDIA. You know, today, I guess we do fancy ourselves as a fintech-friendly bank now. And we've seen significant growth serving the fintech community, as well as both a financial institution and technology provider. You know, with challenger banks taking a stronger foothold in the market, it is, I believe, paramount to the success of a financial institution to explore their role as not only a financial institution, but that of a technology provider as well. Again, I believe it's important for financial institutions to understand the gravity of what's occurring in the tech space today. Technology and payments are colliding with the pent-up demand. A responsive, redundant, efficient platform like the one described here today in our collaboration with Kick Global will prevail to meet that demand.
That's right, Cliff. You know, at Mercator, we deal with a cross-section of financial institutions, and a real key factor that's come into play has how technology now has become so scalable, you know, across the landscape. At one time, it was only big financial institutions that had resources. And now technology is available. You know, as we're talking about the partnership that you have here, there are some, you know, developers are doing such a great job at making this technology available for solutions that everyday, you know, financial institution customers are looking for, as well as the businesses that FI support. So we're certainly in a new age of technology, and it's really come down to the ground level right now, and the availability across the spectrum is major progress, and I'm sure you're going to see some excellent results from it.
Yeah, and one more thing, if I could, you know, kind of just, you know, restating, I think what Max had also brought up in terms of just also the speed and then the reliability and then the time to market. as well too, I think is very critical for financial institutions to take a look at, especially as they kind of look at like who they necessarily are kind of in this new normal, what role it is that they want to play within this new normal here. So with that being said, Ray, Max, Cliff, thank you so much for taking the time today for speaking to me about this new partnership announcement here as it relates to push to card. And I hope to have you all back on the podcast real soon.
Appreciate it, Ryan.
Likewise. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks, Ryan. Great to be with you, as well as Max and Cliff. Take care.